I'd like to speak about an halacha that seems to be very nagah to Shavuos, but it's also nagah to all year round. Eating meat after dairy. Now, there seems to be like many minhagim, what's the right thing to do? So I looked into the roots of the halacha. So we're going to see how things branch out, how different minhagim branch out from the roots of the halacha. So some people, they wait an hour, some people wait half an hour, some people wait 6 hours, some people don't wait at all.
It's about the
half an hour.
Meat after dairy.
Choose.
Meat after dairy.
Yeah. Half an hour.
After meat. Meat.
After dairy first and after it's meat.
Yeah. 6 hours. Oh, from dairy. Yeah. Sorry.
Some half an hour, some don't wait at all. Yeah. Some do kinoa v'adocha, which is washing the mouth and cutting something between the dairy and the meat. Some only makpid when they're eating hard cheese. Some only makpid when they're having meat afterwards, but not oif. So there's many different minhagim. So we're going to see the roots of the halacha, and we're going to see where all these different minhagim branch out from. So it's very matsui that we have a kiddush after the tefillah on Shabbos. Yeah. After we daven on Shabbos, we have a kiddush. Sometimes the kiddush is dairy. Now, if a person has a fleishik meal straight after, or close enough, is he doing the right thing? Does he have to wait? If there's a minute to wait 6 hours, I can have a fleishik meal afterwards. So we're going to see what's the right thing to do and what's the difference in Hogim. So we're going to start from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Kuf Hei Mudalef, Bai Bini Ravasi Merabi Yochanan, Kama Yeshe Ben Boso Legvina. So asking Ravasi El Shaila, Kama Yeshe Ben Boso Legvina, what's the right thing to do when you're waiting from Boso Legvina? Now, the Gemara is asking now about eating Boso first and after Legvina. Amale velo klo. He says you don't have to wait at all. Ini, could it be? Can it be? V'amar Rav Chizda, achal basar, asur lechol gvina. How can it be? Because Rav Chizda says, if you eat basar, you can't have gvina afterwards. But if you have gvina, mutar lechol basar. But other way around, you are allowed. Ela, the Gemara is now correcting the question. Ela, kama yesheb ben gvina lebasar? The question really is, how much should you wait between Gvina and Basar? Amarle velo klum. He answered him, you don't have to wait at all. So, Dina de Gemara. So what we're seeing now in the Gemara, Kama Yeshev ben Gvina le Basar, how much do you have to wait from Gvina to Basar? So having dairy first, and afterwards Basar. Amarle velo klum. He doesn't have to wait at all. That's what the Gemara says right now. You will get to that, very good. Yeah. Now, Rashi says, eating basar afterwards gvina. Why is it also? So he says, asur lechol gvina after eating basar mishum the basar motzi shuman v'hu nidbak bepeh v'amarich betamo. Rashi explains why can't he have cheese after basar? Because basar motzi shuman, the basar brings out shuman, and nidbak bepeh v'amarich betamo, because the basar gives out shuman that gets stuck to the mouth. Now, the Rambam explains, why can't you have gvina after basar? Because the basar is nidbak benishinayim. So the Mechlokes Rashi and Rambam, Rashi says because of the shuman nidbak bepeh, Rambam says because the basar nidbak benishinayim. Now, l'chora, according to the Rashi and Rambam, these two explanations are not nogeh when he has gvina first. So this is true when he's having basar first and after his gvina. But the other way around doesn't apply, because gvina, according to Rashi, doesn't have so much shuman. It doesn't have strong shuman like basar. Therefore, you can have cheese first and afterwards basar. And according to the Rambam, cheese is not nidbak ben ishinayim. Therefore, you can have cheese first and afterwards basar. That's the Gemara on Daf Kuf Hei. Now, the Gemara on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. There's an interesting Gemara. Tana Igra. Chamod, Tana Igra, Chamod Rabbi Abba. Of the Gvina, Nechanim Ba'apikoren. Igra says that of and Gvina, chicken and cheese, Nechanim Ba'apikoren. You can have them Ba'apikoren. Now, what does it mean that you can eat them Ba'apikoren? So the Gemara explains. Hu Tanila, Vomarla, Baloni Tilat Yadayim, Ubalokin Wachapen. What does it mean Ba'apikoren? It means without washing your hands, and without doing kinuach hapeh. So igra has a chidush that you can have chicken and cheese without doing nitilah between them. Now, most Rishonim, they're learning that he's eating cheese first and afterwards off. Is he eating the cheese first and then he's eating chicken afterwards? He can do that without nitilah and without kinuach. That's according to the Gemara here. That fits in perfectly with what we said before with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that he if he's having gvin and afterwards basar, it's mutar. Now, if Igra was saying that you can have chicken and afterwards off without nitilah and kinuach, so obviously Rav Chisda, when he said it's mutar, that has to be with nitilah and kinuach. So it comes out so far. If a person having gvin and afterwards off, he can do that without nitilah v'kinuach, eat it straight after. And if he's having basar afterwards, he needs nitilah v'kinuach. Yeah, basar meaning basar behema, yes. Yes. So that's why when he's having cheese and afterwards off, he doesn't have to do nitilah v'kinuach, according to Igra. And if he's eating vina and afterwards basar, he needs the nitilah v'kinuach. Okay? Now, that fits in nicely with the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Yitzchok, Bei Rav Moshashia, Ikle Lebei Ravashi. Rav Yitzchok went to Ravashi's house, Aytule Gvina Achad. So he ate, they gave him cheese to eat, he ate it. Aytule Bisra Achad. So they gave him Gvina first, and he ate it. Then they gave him Basar, meat, afterwards, and he ate it. He didn't wash his hand between them. Amrile, Vatani Igra, Chamodi Rabbi Abba, Ofek Vina Nechilim Bapikorin. How can you do that? Because Igra says, when you're having Vina and afterwards off, you're having cheese and afterwards chicken, you don't have to wash your hands. That's only with off, when you're having chicken. But when you're having Basar, you need to. So how can you do that? Why didn't you not wash between the Vina and the Basar? So he said, he answered them, when do you have to wash your hands? When do you have to do Natila? That's only in the nighttime when you can't check your hands. But in the daytime when you can check your hands, you don't need to do Natila. That was his answer. So this fits perfectly well. So we see very well, very clearly from here, that when a person having cheese first and afterwards meat, he is allowed to, if he does Natila v'kinuach. And if he's having off first chicken and afterwards, cheese and afterwards chicken, he's allowed to even without. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag, they have a very interesting pshat in this Gemara. They're learning. Igra said, Igra Chamod de Rabbi Abba, he says, Of v'gvina v'achana bat bikorin. Why is off first? Why does the Gemara say chicken first? So they're learning that it must be to tell us that they're having chicken first and afterwards gvina. So it's very interesting. According to the Gemara, according to the way that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag learn, is that a person can have chicken first, and then have cheese afterwards. Obviously, we don't do that today. But this is the dinner, the Gemaras, that they're learning that you can have chicken first and afterwards cheese without washing, without waiting, without washing your hands. Very good. So how does that fit in with the Gemara of Rav Chisda? So they have a very interesting shift. They're learning that a person having meat and afterwards gevina, you're allowed to do it even without waiting. The only thing you need to do is netila kinuach v'adofa. According to the Rabbeinu Tam and Bahag, a very interesting shita that they have. You can eat meat and afterwards gvina afterwards without waiting, but you need to do netila kinuach v'adofa. That's according to the Rabbeinu Tam and Bahag. And so the learning here, the chiddush here, Igra is machadesh, is that when you're having off first, you don't have to do netila. You don't have to wash your hands between them. You can have off first and after tkvina without doing netila v'kinuach. How does that fit in with Rav Yitzchok? So the maisa afterwards in the Gemara brings the maisa, the Rav Yitzchok, they gave him kvina first and afterwards basar, and he didn't wash between them. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam Bahag, what's the problem? If they gave him gvina first, that should be fine, according to the Rabbeinu Tam Bahag. So what was the problem here? So Tosfos explains that they hold, doesn't matter what you're having first. If you're having basar first or gvina first, makes no difference. You always need to do netila. The only difference is legabe kinuach v'adocha. If you're having basar first, you need to do netila and kinuach v'adocha. If you're having the Gvina first, you only need the Tila. So that fits in very nicely. Rav Yitzchok, what Taina did they have against Rav Yitzchok? Because even if you're having Gvina first, you need to wash your hands before you have the Basar. So it comes out, let's summarize. Machlokes Rishonim, most Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rif, they're learning that when you're having Basar first, you have to wait until you eat the Gvina, which is 6 hours, and that's what's paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. And when you're having Gvina first, and after it's Basar, you can have it straight away, but you need to do Nitila, Kinuach, V'adocha. According to the Rabbeinu Tam and Bahav, you can have, again, the Gvina, cheese first, and after it's Basar, and you can have it straight away, but you only need to do Nitila, and not Kinuach, V'adocha. So it seems like the Machloikes is a Girsen Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, in Psochim Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Hada Amra, Hahin Dochel Chovitz, somebody that eats cheese, Ubadate Meichol Kufar, and he wants to eat meat afterwards, Tzirich Miva Pisat. He should take out the bread from the table. Now, according to the Rashbat, he has a different girsa. Rashbat is Geiris, Bai le Meichal Prista. You need to eat bread. So the two girsos in this Yerushalmi is either when you're having Vina first and after it's Basar, do you have to take out the bread from the table, or do you have to eat the bread from the table? So if the girsa is you have to eat the bread from the table, that means you have to do Kinuach HaPeh. So it seems like the Rishonim was Choylek on this girsa in Yerushalmi. Shulchan Aruch, let's jump to the Shulchan Aruch to see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Achal gvina mutalef alachav basar miyad. He had cheese, you can have basar straight after. Belivad sheyen yadav shalei shum davar migvina nidbak behem. He should check his hands, make sure there's no cheese on his hands. Vimu belayla shalei ochol layin. If it's night time, he can't check his hands. Tzirich lerochtam, he has to wash them. Vetzirich lekanach piv. Veladiach. So we can already see that we're paskin like Rav Rishonim, Rav on the Rif. If you're having cheese first and afterwards meat, you need to do Nitila, Kinuach, V'adocha. That's in Shulchan Aruch. But what's very interesting, he's also paskin that Chal Gvina Mutal Lechol Acharav Basar Miyad. You can have the Basar straight after the Gvina. So far, what we saw is that Midina de Gemara, according to the Gemara, according to the Rishonim, according to the Psak Shulchan Aruch, a person can have cheese first and afterwards meat straight away, and he needs to do Nitila Kinuach V'adocha. However, the Ramah, he says, V'yesh machmerim afilu b'basar achal gvina. The Ramah brings the Chumrah, that there's some that machmer, the Chumrah, afilu b'basar achal gvina, v'chein no'agim, and then he brings also minhag that, shakol shagvina kasha, enuch nimachara afilu basar off, and at the end he says, mi tov la'achmir. So the Ramah brings the Chumrah, that a person has to wait. It looks like, just like his matmir between Basar and after his Gvina, the other way is well, Gvina and Basar. So it could be the Ramah, it sounds like he's saying 6 hours. But where does Ramah get this from? So far we saw the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, everybody paskins that it's muta straight away. So where does Ramah get this Chumrah from? So we're going to see the three different Makairas for the Ramah. We're going to see the three of them, and we're going to see how the different Minhagim branch off. So the first makor that I want to share with you is it's brought in the Mordechi. He brings a Maharam, Maharam Rotenborg. So says the Maharam Rotenborg. Shalotani sheshama sheni noheg shelo lechol basar beima v'chayach ragvina. So they asked him, He has a minhag to eat, not to eat basar chagvina. Says the Maharam, he would laugh at this minhag. He saw this minhag that people are eating vina and after this basar, he would laugh about it. He ken. He didn't like. It didn't look like they're doing the right thing. It looked wrong what they're doing. It looked like a pikosuk what they're doing. So it's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's not mentioned anywhere. Why are they doing such a thing? So he was very upset seeing people wait between vina and basar. It looked like they're making up halachas. Until one day, misudata lusudata, between two suudot, betzati gvina ben shinai, he found cheese between his teeth. So one time it happened, he ate cheese in one suuda, and afterwards, when he came to eat meat, he found cheese between his teeth. Gezarti lachmir al atzmi babasar acha gvina, kmo begvina acha basar. So he was goizer, he was machmir al atzmo, not to eat basar achar gvina, just like in order to eat basar and afterwards gvina. So it sounds like from the Maharam he was machna to wait 6 hours. 6 hours when he's eating gvina achar basar. So that's the Chora, that's where the Ramah, what's one of the Makaras, why he goes Chumra from the Maharam, he wrote in the book that he was machmir. Now, so the Chora, it seems like, why did the Shulchan Aruch not pass in like this? If the Ramah brought this Maharam Irutubo, that there is an inin to be machmir, because he's got a very clear reason. The cheese got stuck between his teeth. So, Lichora, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch, why didn't they agree with this? So, the Shach says, he brings a Chochmat Shlomo, Marshal. Marshal says, Karat Tadra Namachmirim, Shuk Mominut. So he says it's like epikrosal to be machmir. Why? He says Maharam, he had a michshol. It happened to him that he found cheese between his teeth. Now the Maharam, because a michshol happened to him, he could be machmir. But for the Ramot to pass him for everybody, he said that's wrong. So Marashal was, well, he was against the minhag to pass in halacha for everybody to do it. So if somebody has something happened, a michshol happened to him, he can goizer on himself, that not to machmir on himself, but he shouldn't be passing for everybody. So the Maharam can passing for himself to be machmir, but the Ramot, the Marashal is saying he shouldn't be passing for everybody to be machmir on this. However, the Shach says, Shach doesn't agree with the Maharshal. So it comes out that according to the Maharam, you should be machmir because there was a michshol, they found cheese between his teeth. And the Maharshal doesn't agree with it. He said it's like minot, it's like a pikoso, you shouldn't be machmir. However, the Shach doesn't agree with the Maharshal. So I was thinking, why did the Shach not accept the Maharshal? So, lechora, if you look carefully in the words of the Maharam, he says in the beginning, there was a minhag that people would wait. People would eat gvina first and after basar, and they would wait between the gvina and basar. Now, the only thing that disturbed the Maharam was why? What was the reason why they were machmir? So he said, he looked like they were making up halachos. He didn't see any reason why they should wait. But after it happened to him, it seems like he understood why they were waiting. So in other words, he was saying that it's a good minhag. So that's probably why there are more paskin that everybody should keep this minhag. Because it seems like even before the Maharam, there was a minhag, the minhag at that time. So, lechora, we can explain the machloike Shulchan Aruch and Ramah in this way. Shulchan Aruch was paskin like the Maharshal, that the minhag to be machmir, you should machmir for yourself and not for everybody. And the Ramah, paskin to machmir for everybody, he's paskin that the Maharam had good reason to machmir for everybody. The next makor that I want to share with you is in the Zohar. The Zohar says, Parashat Mishpatim, Ashkacham dechol man da'achil ha'imichla kechada v'shat echada v'sudat echada. Anyone that eats basar v'cholov, together, or b'shat echada, in 1 hour, or b'sudat echada, or in 1 meal. He's bringing dinim to himself, bad dinim, and he goes on, he explains quite in length what happens, and doesn't seem very very positive, very nice, but it happens whatever he's having bosav acholov together, or in within 1 hour, or in 1 suda. So here, lechora, we can see that it's not just having basav and chalov together, it's also having them in 1 hour, within an hour. So most Rishonim learn that if even having vina first and afterwards basav, within an hour, it's still also. Now there's 4 explanations in this Zohar, 4 different shittot how to explain the Zohar. Now the most machmir is the Prima Godim. They're learning, when the Zohar says sha'at echada, doesn't necessarily mean 1 hour. It means a period of time. Bosav v'cholov, the waiting time is 6 hours. So they're learning either the bosav first and after is gvina, or gvina after it's bosav, the waiting time is 6 hours. So the Zohar is saying, when you're having the bosav first or the gvina first, you have to wait 6 hours according to the Zohar.
Cooked cheese.
Good question. And so far in the Zohar, there's no difference. Any dairy, seems like. If bosa or cholov, no difference. You have to wait 6 hours. That's
important. Cooked cheese is more, you know, stronger than soft cheese.
Right, right. Yeah, hard cheese. We're going to get to that in a minute. Okay, very good. So far, the Prima Godim says, Shat Echada, meaning a period of time which is 6 hours. And then the pre-Torah, he's saying, again, Shat Echada, not literally, but it means if you're having Bosa first, you wait 6 hours for the Gvina. If you're having the Gvina first, you wait 1 hour for the Bosa. That's the way the pre-Torah learns. The Agron pre-Chodosh, they're learning Shat Echada literally means 1 hour. So whether you're having Bosa first and after it's Gvina, or Gvina and after it's Bosa, you wait 1 hour. That's according to the pre-Torah. However, the Yam Shel Shlomo, he explains the Zohar is not talking at all about having Vina first. He's talking about having the Basa first and afterwards the Vina. So you're having Basa first, meat first, and afterwards cheese, then the Zohar is saying you have to wait 1 hour. Having cheese first, the Zohar didn't mention that at all. That's it, the way the Yam Shel Shlomo. Lichora, we can say, we can explain now the Ramachloikes Shulchan Aruch and Ramon. Shulchan Aruch is learning the Zohar like the Yam Shel Shlomo Lakula. He's learning that the Zohar is not talking about having cheese first at all. He's talking about having the basa first. So, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, if you're having cheese and afterwards meat, it's more tamiyad. The Ramah was learning the Zohar lechumra, that if you have cheese, that the Zohar was talking about having cheese first as well. So therefore, if you're having cheese first and afterwards meat, you also have to wait. Now, it's a bit hard to say that because it's a nice explanation in the to explain Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, but it's hard to say that because the Beit Yosef himself, it seems like he's learning the Zohar lechumra. This is the Beit Yosef saying on the talking about the chumra of the Ma'ara. Beit Yosef is saying, Havadai shehu zal lo ra'a sefer ha-Zohar. Beit Yosef is saying, for sure the Ma'aram didn't see the Zohar. Ve'afilu hachi, afilu hachi ha-machmir al atzmo. משום מעשה שהיה, ואף על פי שהיה מקל באוף, היינו לפי שלא ראה ספר הזוהר. אבל, בית יוסף יסיין, אבל אנו שזכינו לראות את הזוהר, טוב ונכון להחמיר אפילו בבשר משום מעשה שהיה. So the בית יוסף is saying that the Maharam didn't see the Zohar. But if he would have seen the Zohar, he would have been machmir even with off. So it seems like the בית יוסף is learning the Zohar לחומרה. He's learning that the Zohar must be talking about having Gvina first as well. So we can explain 2 things. We got 2 answers. We can say that the Beit Yosef was talking Lishitasra. In other words, the Beit Yosef is saying, according to you, Maharam, that you're learning the Zohar having cheese first and afterwards meat, then Lishitasra, you should learn the Zohar Lachumra and you should be Machmir also with off. But according to me, that I'm learning the Zohar Lakula, then you don't have to wait at all. Or we can say, another explanation, that the Beit Yosef is really learning Lechumra. So it comes out, according to this, you have a Mechloikis, the Zohar, and the Gemara. The Zohar says you should be Machmir, you're having cheese, but after it's meat. And the din of the Gemara says you can have cheese, you can have cheese and afterwards meat straight away, but according to the Zohar, you have to wait between them. So in other words, there's a machlokes, according to this, there's a machlokes Zohar and the Gemara. What's the minhag when you're having cheese first and afterwards meat? So what do you do when there's a machlokes Gemara and the Zohar? So lichora, because I learned somewhere else in a different halacha, what do you do when there's a machlokes Gemara and the Zohar? So there's a din that when a person gets an aliyah for the Torah, a person gets an aliyah and he's coming, he does the brachos and the sefer Torah, the minhag is that he reads quietly. The Zohar says that he shouldn't read at all. He says there's a big arichot in the Zohar. Asiri lemikro boraita barchad belchodoi. He says only one person can read the Torah, and he shouldn't read two people, because it sounds like trei kale. It's like two people reading at the same time, two voices reading Torah. So no, it has to be only one voice. The Baal Kore should read, and the person that gets the aliyah, he should be quiet and listen. However, the Rosh says that there's a chashash lebracha levatala. A person that doesn't read is a bracha levatala. He's making the bracha and he's not reading. So the Beit Yosef says, "Vekevan de ledivrei Zohar asur likrot ela achad." According to the Zohar, one person should read. V'achshav shenagu sheshliach tzibur hu akore. There's a baal kore who reads. Asur likrot avipishu ledivrei poskim tzich likrot. Even though the Rosh is saying you need to read, the Beit Yosef is saying that asur likrot. V'im lo yikra kedvu devei bracha levatala. Machar shelo nizkar zeh betalmud behedia. So Beit Yosef saying, he says that we shouldn't worry about the Rosh. We should do what the Zohar says. Why? Because what the Rosh says is not written in the Gemara. Lo nizkar zeh betalmud behedia. Lo shavkinan divrei Zohar mepnei divrei poskim. So says Beit Yosef, because it's not written mefurash in the Talmud, then we go according to the Zohar. We can't leave the Zohar because of Rishayim. So even though the Rosh said you have to be choishes to bracha levatala, nevertheless, we don't leave the Zohar for the Rishayim. Mashma, if it was written in the Gemara, then he would be choishes for the Gemara. So it comes out from here. The Beit Yosef, how is he passing? There's a machloek Zohar and the Talmud. We passing like the Talmud. We're passing like the Gemara. So over here there's a machlokes. The Zohar says you have to wait. You have to wait an hour. And the Gemara says you don't have to wait at all. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Gemara and leaves the Zohar, passing like the Gemara, you don't have to wait at all. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch passes, you don't have to wait at all. Now why did the Ramah pass in the Chumra? So he is choishesh to the Zohar, even though the Gemara is passing the Kula, he is choishesh for the Zohar and paskin the Chumra. The next, the third makor that I want to share with you to explain the Machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah is a Taz. The Taz says, we mentioned in the beginning of the Shiur, there's two reasons why you should be machmir when you're having cheese and afterwards meat. One is, we mentioned Rashi. Rashi says, Shuman Nidbat Ben Bepeh. The Shuman is Nidbat. And the Rambam says that the meat gets stuck between your teeth. So the Taz says we're not worried about the Rambam when you're having cheese first. Why? Because he said that the pasuk says basar od bein shinehim. The meat is still between their teeth. That's mentioned in the Chumash basar odenu bein shinehim, meaning that the basar is between their teeth. So he said dafka basar between the teeth is kori basar, even afterwards when it's still between the teeth, it's still kori basar. Dafka basar, but not kvina. So kvina between the teeth is not called kvina anymore. Basar between the teeth is still called basar. So therefore, when you're having meat first, you choshesh for the basar ben shinehem, and you have to wait 6 hours till you're having kvina. But the other way around, no, because kvina ben shinehem is not kvina. But he is choshesh for Rashi. Rashi said the svara that shuman is nidbat bepeh. So Rashi says, basar when you eat first is nidbak bepeh. Some cheeses can be have a lot of shuman inside, and they can be nidbak bepeh as well. So according to the Taz, he's learning that we choshesh for Rashi misvara that the cheese can have a lot of shuman inside, and that can be nidbak bepeh. So therefore, he's paskin lechumra. So this is another explanation we can explain Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that the Ramah was choshesh that shuman can be nidbak bepeh. However, the Shulchan Aruch didn't chayshish for it. He's learning very poshut that only basar, the shuman, is strong, and that can be nidbak bepeh, but not the gvina. So that's a third explanation how to explain the machloikas. Now, what's the nafkamina between the three tirutz and the bisor? So let's just sum up. So we saw, first of all, the Maharam. The Maharam says that he found cheese between his teeth, therefore his machmir. So lichora, according to the Maharam, his machmir only by hard cheeses. Only by hard cheeses. But because hard cheese, there's a problem that it could be nidbak bepeh. And also he mentioned that he would wait 6 hours. So it comes out from here, from the Maharam, that when you're having hard cheese, you need to wait 6 hours, and that's how the Ramah, he bought the Maharam as well. Shulchan Aruch didn't choishish. Then, according to the Taz, Taz mentioned that the shuman can be nidbak bepeh. It's only by cheeses that have a lot of shuman, and hard cheeses have shuman. So again, we come back to hard cheese that have a lot of shuman, a lot of fat, and that can be nidbak bepeh. And again, we're talking about 6 hours as well. But according to the Zohar, he doesn't mention hard cheeses at all. So according to the Zohar, it comes out any dairy. If you choshesh to the Zohar, you should wait on any dairy, whether it's 1 hour, 6 hours, a few different explanations in the Zohar. But it seems like any kind of dairy, you need to be choshesh. Now, the Kaf HaChaim brings the minhag of the Arizal. He says, the Arizal, he would wait. Whenever he had cheese, gvina, he would wait until the night. In other words, he would wait 6 hours till he has the meat. However, the Kaf HaChaim says, Ayim bazor HaKadosh, kol man dachil, he brings all the lashon of the Zohar, and he says, V'chol yirei shamayim yachmir latzmo v'lachrim hanishmim lo shelo yuchal basar achar gvina. Say, afilu raka o machale chalav, o shete chalav ad achar sha'ah. So it comes out, the Ari paskin, that only with hard cheese you should be choshesh, and he paskin to wait 6 hours. That's lichora like the Maharam or the Taz, but the Arizal, he brought the meaning of the Zohar to wait in all dairy, not even, it doesn't have to be hard cheese, any dairy to wait an hour like the Zohar. So the Mishnah Berurah, he's choshesh dafka by hard cheese. Mishnah Berurah paskins that hard cheese is a problem, but not any dairy. So he passes that dairy is mutar with kinuach v'adecha, but hard cheese you have to wait 6 hours, says the Mishnah Berurah. And Rav Avadi Yosef, he paskins that any cheese, like the Shulchan Aruch, any cheese, whether it's hard, soft, any kind of dairy, you can have first and afterwards meat straight away. But you need to do kinuach v'adecha. You have to make sure your mouth is clean and have not any dairy inside. Ben Ish Chai brought a very interesting minhag. Ben Ish Chai, he says that if the cheese is being matured 1 month, you have to wait 1 hour. If it's matured 2 months, you have 2 hours. So again, it seems like various minhagim. But again, it depends what... we can see that it's either coming from the Maharam and the Taz, they wait 6 hours in hard cheese, or from the Zohar, that the Zohar is talking about any dairy, and that's where the minhag comes from, that some people wait from any dairy, they wait an hour. So what's the din of cheeses hour these days? Are the cheeses these days, are they considered to be hard cheese or not? So the Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they paskin that the cheeses these days are not called gvina kosher. Any cheeses today are not considered kosher, which means you don't have to wait between the dairy and the meat. However, Aruch HaShulchan, he brings the chiluk. He says that the yellow cheese has more shuman than the white cheese. So they're saying yellow cheese, they have more shuman, therefore you have to wait 6 hours. However, the white cheese, he says you don't have to wait. They're not considered to be hard cheese. But Rav Wozner and quite a few poskim achronim, they say that all the cheeses today we have to be machmir to wait 6 hours to consider them six hard cheese that you have to wait 6 hours. The reason being because today the way they manufacture cheese, they put inside some, I'm not sure if it's chemicals or something things that make it harder quicker. So they put inside things that if it can make it hard quicker, and that makes it like to have a din of hard cheese.
You say unlike cheese.
Right. Well, yeah, but according to this, it doesn't matter. If there's something in it that makes it hard before 6 months, then it's considered hard cheese anyway. According to that.
Sorry? It doesn't matter that it says on large.
Right. Even if it says large cheese, if it's hard cheese, it's been matured. It's been made hard. Okay. How is it made hard? They put inside some chemicals or whatever to make it harder quicker before 6 months. So what's the minhag on Shavuos? So now there saw a few different minhagim on Shavuos. The Kolba says it's very important on Shavuos to have dairy. So he says, even if you're having the basar first and afterwards the dairy, he says, it's so important, the Ramah brings this minhag and you should keep it. So even if you're waiting 1 hour between the basar and the cholov, he says you should keep the minhag. So he says, in other words, he's having a very big kula on Shavuos, that you can have basar first, wait an hour, and afterwards gevina. Mm. However, Torat Chaim is choylek on this. He says, no. It goes to the other extreme, that you need to mevatel the minhag of eating cheese b'chlal on Shavuos. He said, because there's a michshel here, people can have basar and cholov, and then they can have gevina first, and you can be over on the Zohar. So there's extreme machlekes here. Kolba says you'd be mekel, even having basar for now, says gevina, you should keep the minhag. Torat Chaim says, no, you should mevatel the minhag completely. The Shlach Kadosh, he says, you should have a milky soda after it's bench and after it's a meaty soda. But the Orach Mishor is choylek. He says, no, if you do this, then you're benching in order to have another soda. So it's as if you didn't bench. Mm. And also the problem that you could be doing a bracha shanat tzricha, because you're benching in order to have another soda, so it doesn't help. He says to mvatel a minute. However, the Shagat Aria says, Shagat Aria says you don't have to have basar on every soda on Yom Tov. Shagat Aria says, whatever you enjoy in Yom Tov, you should have. So if you're enjoying a milky soda, you can have a milky soda. So you don't have to, they don't all have to be meaty. So that's a very very simple solution. You have one in the night, you can have a milky soda, and after you can have a meaty soda the next day. However, the Rambam and Yom Shel Shlomo, they don't like this solution, because they say you have to have basar on every soda. So because it's Yom Tov, every soda needs to be with basar. So the Ketuvah is a very nice solution. I think this is the mostly accepted with most minhagim, to have a milky kiddush before the fleishik meal, and afterwards wait an hour, and after that hour you can have your meaty soda. And this lechora is yotze most of the deot, and is not over on the Zohar on any other machmirim. If you have time for small drosh. Okay, fine. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah.